由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
It is a delight and joy for us to bring you this broadcast.
非常开心今日能够为你带来天路导向。
And we are glad that it's been a blessing to you.
我们很开心你因为天路导向而得着上主的福气。
And we are so glad to hear from so many of you and thank you for writing to us.
同时我们也多谢你们留言来信的。
It is a delight and joy for us to bring you this broadcast.
今日亦都好开心同你广播噶。
And thank you for contacting us also through the internet.
亦都感谢你同我哋以电邮去联络。
We are in the midst of a series of messages from the Book of Acts.
讲到今日嘅主题信息，我哋将要分享《使徒行传》里面一系列嘅信息。
And today we're going to look at chapter 2, verses 42 to 47.
我们今天将要看到《使徒行传》第二章四十二到四十七节，《使徒行传》第二章四十二到四十七节，请你去听我读出。如果你有圣经的话，亦都请你翻开《使徒行传》第二章四十二到四十七节。因为呢，在那一日，在五旬节的那时，受洗的门徒加了三千人，他们呢整群人都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接擘饼祈祷。那个时候很多人都很害怕，使徒竟然又行了很多的奇事神迹，信的人都聚集在一起，凡物公用，并且卖了他们的田产家业，照各人所需用的分给其他人。他们每一日同心合意，行切地在圣殿里面，并且在家里面擘饼，并且存着欢喜诚实的心去开餐去吃饭，赞美上帝，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人每一日地加给他们。
I want to begin by telling you a historical incident.
在今天的节目开始的时候，我想跟你讲一讲一件历史的事件。
The Roman Emperor Diocletian set up a stone pillar.
罗马凯撒窦克里先曾经竖立过一条石柱。
And on that pillar, he inscribed the following words.
在石柱上面呢，佢刻咗以下嘅字。
For having exterminated the name Christian from the earth.
为咗将基督徒呢个名从整个地球上面消灭。
If he could see how Christianity grows now,
如果他今天见到基督教的增长的话，
he would be embarrassed.
他一定感到羞耻。
Another Roman leader made a coffin.
另外一位罗马的领袖呢，做了一副的棺材啊。
Symbolizing his intention to bury the Galilean by killing his followers.
他这副的棺材是代表他决心要埋葬加利利人耶稣。什么叫埋葬加利利人耶稣呢？就是杀死他的追随者。
Christians have always been persecuted.
一向以来基督徒不断地受逼迫。
But their persecutors are like the Roman emperors of old.
但是他们的迫害者亦都要最终好像罗马的凯撒一样。
They too will one day recognize that Jesus' church.
有一日他们要承认耶稣的教会。
And the church's living head cannot be destroyed.
并且承认教会的头就是永活的上帝是不能被消灭的。
The church as an institution may fail.
教会如果只是一个机构，它会失败。
The church as an organization may fail.
教会如果只是一个组织，它会失败。
The church as a system may fail.
教会如果只是一个系统，它会失败。
But the church of Jesus Christ, made up of all born-again believers, will never fail.
但是耶稣基督的教会都是由重生得救的基督徒组成的，所以它不会失败。
History have shown that when the church is Bible preaching,
历史显示，如果一个教会是全讲圣经的真理
，Christ-centered，
如果是以基督为核心
，others loving，
如果是彼此相爱
，it will withstand any pressure，
教会就能够在任何的压迫之下坚守立场。
In Acts 2:42-47，
在《使徒行传》第二章42-47节那里。
Dr. Luke gives us a clear picture of the four hallmarks of the Church of Jesus Christ.
路加医生对我们描绘了耶稣基督教会的四个特征。
The Spirit-filled Church must be first of all submitting to the authority of the Scripture.
有圣灵充满的教会一定要首先信服圣经的权威。
Secondly,
第二样嘢。
It should be loving and caring for one another.
我们一定要彼此相爱，互相照顾。
Thirdly,
第三样嘢。
Focusing on worshiping the living God.
我们一定要专心敬拜永活的上帝。
Fourthly,
第四样嘢。
Being a witness to the saving power of Jesus Christ.
我们要为耶稣基督拯救的大能作见证。
The Bible said,
圣经咁样讲
，that the members of the first church devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching。
初期教会嘅信徒都恒心遵守使徒嘅教训。
What does that mean？
究竟佢想讲啲乜嘢呢
？It means that they were studying church。
表示紧原来佢哋系一个肯研读圣经嘅教会。
It means that they were a learning。
表示他们是一个学习的教会。
It means that they were a teaching church.
表示他们是注重教导的教会。
Because the word of God must be central in the Christian life.
因为上帝的话语一定要成为基督徒的生命的中心。
The Christian faith becomes weak and anemic when the Bible is not central.
如果你不是以圣经为中心的话，基督徒的信心就会虚弱无力。
When Christians lose their moral authority in the world,
当基督徒在世界上失去了道德权威的地位的时候，
It is because they have psychologized the word of God.
因为他们用心理学的角度来解释上帝的话语。
When Christians cease to be the conscience of society,
当基督徒不再成为社会的良心的时候，
It is when they no longer declare, "Thus says the Lord."
就是因为他们不懂再说，这是耶和华说的。
So the Church of Jesus Christ must be a Bible studying, Bible reading, and Bible obeying church.
所以呢，基督耶稣的教会就是应该是学习圣经、勤读圣经，并且服从圣经的教会。
Why?
点解我会咁样讲
？Because the Bible is our only spiritual food.
因为圣经就系我哋唯一嘅属灵粮食。
Those of you who read the Bible every once in a while,
如果你只系得闲就读下圣经嘅话
，I want to ask you a question.
我想问你一条问题。
Why don't you try to eat just one meal a week and see what happens?
如果你每个礼拜只是吃一餐饭，你会点呢？
God said in Hosea 4:6,
何西亚书四章六节里面，上帝这样讲：
My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge.
我的人民因为没有知识而灭亡。
First, the church must be a Bible-centered church.
所以我正话喺度讲嘅就系教会应该以圣经为中心。
Secondly,
第二样嘢
，The Church of Jesus Christ must be caring church。
耶稣基督嘅教会一定要系彼此关顾嘅教会。
Not to be caring and generous is a fall back into idolatry。
如果你唔识得关怀、唔识得慷慨嘅话，你就会落入偶像嘅敬拜。
The believers in the first church had everything in common.
你见到呢早期教会嘅基督徒，佢哋写住凡物共用。
They sold their goods and possessions and gave it to everyone who's in need.
佢哋竟然会变卖晒自己嘅田地房产，跟住分俾有需要嘅人。
I want you to read verses 44 and 45 of Acts chapter 2.
请你去睇下《使徒行传》第二章四十四去到第四十五节，佢话信嘅人都喺埋一齐，凡物公用，并且卖咗田产家业，照各人所需要用嘅分俾各人啊。
I need to explain something about these two verses.
我要为你解释呢两节嘅经文。
Let me explain.
让我嚟说明一下。
First of all, the tense of both verbs is in the imperfect tense.
首先喺度呢，呢度表示嘅字呢叫做未完成式。
Why is that important?
点解咁讲咁重要呢？
It is important because it says that they were selling property and goods.
因为佢用紧嘅未完成式嘅动词系代表紧佢哋正喺度变卖田产同家业。
As the need arose to help their fellow believers, they sold some of their property.
亦即系讲，当呢群基督徒里面有人遇到困难嘅时候，佢哋就会变卖自己嘅产业嚟帮助有需要嘅人。
When the need arose, they did not hesitate to sell some of their possessions to give to the Lord.
当有需要嘅时候，佢哋就会毫不犹豫咁样卖咗佢哋部分嘅产业奉献俾上帝。
Also, this giving and sharing was voluntary.
同时他们都是自愿奉献和分享的。
It was not forced upon them.
他们不是被强迫的。
Whenever generosity becomes compulsory, it is no longer generosity.
因为当你的慷慨成为被迫的时候，你就不再慷慨了。
The reason these people were generous.
这群人之所以这么慷慨，
Because they were imitating their heavenly Father's generosity.
是因为他们效法天父的慷慨。
Your heavenly Father has been so generous to you.
你想想你的天父对你是几咁的慷慨。
And if you take his generosity for granted,
但是如果你将他的慷慨当作本等的话，
And you never become generous yourself,
你自己却一点都不慷慨。
Then you are not an imitator of your Father in heaven.
咁你根本就唔系效法紧你天上面嘅父。
The Church of Jesus Christ is word honoring.
耶稣基督嘅教会系尊重上帝嘅话语嘅。
The Church of Jesus Christ is generous and caring.
耶稣基督嘅教会系慷慨关怀人嘅。
Thirdly,
第三样嘢
，The Church of Jesus Christ is worship minded.
耶稣基督的教会是全心敬拜上帝的。
With gladness and sincerity of heart, they were praising God, the Bible said.
你可以见到圣经说他们存着欢喜诚实的心去敬拜上帝。
It comes as no surprise to many of you that worshipping, praising Christians are joyful Christians.
这些敬拜赞美的基督徒都是喜乐的基督徒，你一定不感到惊奇的。
Praising God in the life of the believer produces joy.
在基督徒的生命里面，赞美是能够产生喜乐。
What does it mean to worship and praise God?
敬拜赞美上帝究竟是什么意思呢？
To praise God is to recite his wonderful deeds.
赞美上帝就是要讲述他奇妙的作为。
To praise God is to be reminded of his character.
赞美上帝就是要纪念他的美德。
To praise God is to recall his magnificent tributes.
赞美上帝就是要思想他伟大的工作和他的特性。
When the early church exalted the name of God, they experienced true happiness and joy.
当早期教会的信徒高举上帝的名字的时候，他们就经历到真实的喜悦和欢乐。
Today, people are looking for happiness and contentment in all the wrong places.
我们发现今天很多人都在错误的场所寻求快乐和满足。
But true joy and happiness can only come to those who know how to give God the glory.
但是只有识得将荣耀归给上帝的人才是会有真实的喜乐。
True happiness comes from focusing on God and not self.
以上帝为中心而不是以自我为中心才能够得着真正的快乐。
True happiness comes from seeking God's glory and not our own.
寻求上帝的荣耀而不是追求自己的荣耀就能够得着真正的快乐。
And that is why one of the fruit of the Spirit is joy.
所以圣灵所结的果子之一就是喜乐。
There are some people who erroneously think that the Christian life must be morbid and miserable and joyless.
有些人认为基督徒的生活这样东西又不做得，那样东西又不做得，一定是死气沉沉，很可怜，很凄凉，一点喜乐都没有。
Some think that the duller and the more morbid worship is, the more spiritual you are.
又有人以为那些越是枯燥、沉闷、死板的敬拜才是属灵。
But that's not true.
错的完全不是这样。
The whole mark of the first church is that it was a joyous church.
初期教会的特征就是他们是一个充满喜乐的教会。
The mark of the Church of Jesus Christ is experiencing the combination of joy and awe all at the same time.
我们发现耶稣基督的教会就是一个同时能够经历喜乐和敬畏的教会。
Let me summarize what we said so far.
让我们一起来温习一下刚刚讲过的重点。
That the Church of Jesus Christ must be Bible honoring.
耶稣基督的教会一定要尊重圣经。
Secondly,
第二样嘢，
be generous and caring.
耶稣基督的教会要是慷慨关顾。
Thirdly,
第三样嘢，
worship minded.
全心去敬拜。
Fourthly and lastly,
最后第四点，
witnessing bent,
热心作见证。
Verse 47 of Acts 2,
使徒行传第二章四十七节咁样讲，
To their number daily the Lord added those who were saved.
上帝将得救嘅人每一日咁样加俾佢哋。
This is a very important mark of the church.
呢个系教会里面重要嘅标记嚟噶。
Why is it important?
点解我会话佢重要呢？
Because it tells us that the members of the first church,
因为你就话俾我哋听早期教会嘅信徒，
did not only get preoccupied with learning the word of God,
佢哋唔单止系每日学习上帝嘅话语，
that they forsook witnessing to their lost friends,
佢哋亦都系对佢哋嘅好朋友、亲人。去做见证。
That they not only so preoccupied with generosity and compassion that they neglected witnessing to their lost neighbors.
他们并不是整天去同情关怀人慷慨帮助人却忽略了向未信主的邻舍做见证。
That they did not get so preoccupied with worship that they ignored their unsaved family and friends.
他们也不是每一天只是挂着敬拜上帝却不理那些未信主的家人朋友。
Why do I say this?
为什么我特别要提这一点呢？
Because the Holy Spirit is a missionary spirit.
因为圣灵是宣教的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit creates a missionary church.
因为圣灵要建立宣教的教会。
Because the Holy Spirit rejoices when the sinners are found.
因为当失丧的罪人得救的时候，圣灵就欢喜了。
If you practice the first three qualities and neglect the fourth one,
如果你只是实践了正话讲的三个特征却忽略了第四个的话，
you will end up being inward looking.
你就会发现你只是懂得注重内部的事情。
Without witnessing, a church could become lacking in vision.
如果你不是为上主作见证的话，这间教会就会失去异象。
My listening friend, several things I want you to notice.
亲爱的朋友，我想你注意几件事。
The Lord Jesus Christ himself is the one who added to their number.
是主耶稣基督自己让这群人有更加多信主的弟兄姊妹。
But he did it in two ways.
但是他用了两种方法去做啊。
Through the preaching of the apostles.
一方面就是透过使徒所宣讲的道。
And the witnessing of the church members.
第二方面就是按照教会信徒的见证。
God always does his work through his obedient children.
上帝总是透过信服他的儿女来做事的。
God always brings his lost sheep into his fold through his obedient sheep.
上帝总是借着信服他的羊带领迷失的羊回到羊圈里。
The second thing I want you to notice is this.
第二样嘢我想你留意的。
He added those who were saved.
上帝将得救的人加给他们。
They got saved first, then joined the church.
即是说他们先得救跟着加入教会。
Thirdly, they were added daily.
第三样嘢就是每一日加给他们的。
People were being saved every single day.
是每一日都有人得救啊。
Not just on some occasions.
不是偶尔有人得救。
In the place where you work.
所以在你的工作场所里面。
In the places where you socialize.
在你社交的场所里面。
In the area in which you live.
在你居住的小区里面。
In the school where you are studying.
在你就读的学校里面。
There are people watching and waiting for you to witness to them.
总有人是在观察和等候你去向他们做见证。
On a daily basis, God was saving people through the witnessing of the new Christians.
每一日上帝都藉着一些新的基督徒向人做见证去拯救人。
Let me give you a very quick example of how the Holy Spirit works through a small number of believers.
在现在让我为你举个例子，就是关于圣灵怎样在一小群的基督徒身上面做的事。
In 1937,
在1937年，
All missionaries left a small country.
所有宣教士都离开了一个小国。
And they left behind only 18 baptized Christians.
当时他们留下了18个已经受洗的基督徒。
And a few portions of the scripture in their language.
并且翻译成为他们语言的一小部分的圣经。
The new believers were cruelly persecuted and some were martyred.
这些新的基督徒被残酷地迫害，甚至有人殉道。
But 5 years later,
但是五年之后，
when the missionaries returned,
当啲宣教士翻翻去嘅时候，
they found that the 18 Christians have multiplied to 10,000.
佢哋发现十八个基督徒已经要增加为10,000个。
God adds when his people are faithfully witnessing.
当上帝的百姓忠心为他作见证的时候，上帝就要加添他们的人数。
I hope that this has been a challenge to all the Christians to begin to witness to Jesus Christ.
盼望这个成为所有基督徒的挑战，让我们现在一起为耶稣基督做见证啦。今天送上给大家一首歌，叫做《挥舞救恩火把》，希望我们一起将新火传承荣耀基督。
Oh,
让我们一起来见证上帝的大爱，见证上帝的福音。刚刚送上给大家的是一首叫做《挥舞救恩火把》的歌，希望我们好像初期教会一样，将圣灵的火不断去传扬，将圣灵的火是焚烧，燃亮我们教会每一个人，让教会不断是辉煌，让到上帝的爱是临在在我们人间每一个人身上。在这里愿上帝大大赐福给你，下次天路道向的时间再会。